country for a cause with Health Partners Park Nicolette and the Jane Bratton Breast Center. Everything, a ton of the money we raise will go directly to the outreach program at Jane Bratton Breast Center. I've brought some special guests with me this afternoon. All breast cancer survivors affiliated with the Jane Bratton Breast Center. What's your name?
I'm Emily.
Hi, Emily. Tell me a little bit about your journey.
Sure. So I was diagnosed 4 years ago at the age of 30. My husband and I had been married about 10 months. We had no kids, and I found a mysterious lump that I hadn't seen maybe a week prior through a breast self-exam.
So you were doing your own self-exams, and yep, within a week, you were able to notice.
Yep, exactly. And the thing that was interesting about the mass that I found was that it was soft like a dishwashing pod. I was expecting...
And that's different, right? That's different from what people expect to feel?
Well, for me, it was. I thought it would be hard, like a piece of candy.
Sure.
And so I did tell myself that, you know, there was nothing to worry about. Nothing. Maybe I should brush it off, but I didn't.
Thank God you didn't.
Correct.
And
yeah,
you went through treatment?
Yep.
And how long have you been in remission?
It's been 4 years.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
So good. I'm so glad that we could have you down here to explain how important it is to be doing these self-exams and getting mammograms. And that's really what the Jane Bratton Breast Center focuses on, is their outreach program. And that's what we're here to do, is to raise a ton of money for that outreach program. A bunch of the ladies are going to be on the air with me this afternoon. Emily, thank you so much for your time today. A bunch of fine women who have survived the journey of breast cancer via the Jane Bratton Breast Center. Marla, hi, how are you?
Good, how are you doing today?
I'm awesome. I can't be happy enough to be surrounded by such incredible stories, incredible people. Let's talk about your breast cancer journey a little bit. How did you find out in an unconventional way?
Yes, actually, my husband found my lump, and I think that that's more common than we think.
Yeah, probably.
I think that maybe sometimes people are a little embarrassed to, like, you know, admit that, but if he would not have found my lump, I may not have gotten treatment as soon as I could.
Because you, at your age, when you're 35, right?
Yes.
You weren't doing regular checkups.
Right. I just kind of figured I was young, I had no family history, and so... I quickly realized that you don't have to have a family history to get breast cancer.
And you don't have to be old.
Yes. And doing those self-exams is important for everybody.
And I'm sure, ladies, your boyfriends or husbands will gladly help you if you you kindly request. Marla's here to talk about the Jane Bratton Breast Center. You actually started the women's group there, didn't you?
I did, along with the nurse who called me and diagnosed or told me.
She's the one who informed you that you had cancer.
She informed me, yes, that I had breast cancer. And so we started a women's breast cancer group. It's once a month on a Wednesday from 3:30 to 5.
And anybody can attend.
Yes.
No matter where you're getting your treatment, even if it's not at Jane Bratton Breast Center, right?
Absolutely. And it's free. So
awesome. Marla's here to help me introduce Act Number One. Let's stand up and walk over here. Act Number One, Country for a Cause, October 23rd here at Mystic Lake in the showroom. Pull that sheet right there and read me the name. Come on. Muscles. Who taped it? There we go.
I don't want to tear the name off.
There it is. Who is that?
It is Seaforth from Australia.
Great group of dudes. Emily is a four-year?
Four-year.
She's been on her breast cancer journey for 4 years. Got treatment at the Jane Bratton Breast Center, which is obviously our goal with the show, is to raise some dough for the Jane Bratton Breast Center. What advice, Emily, what advice would you have for breast cancer warriors who are still fighting their battle today?
I would say knowledge is power. Ask a lot of questions. Stay positive. And keep a smile on your face.
And that's what we're trying to do here. Keep a smile on people's faces with an awesome show that will have 9 acts October 23rd. Emily, walk over here with me to this sign. Number two is, artist number two is, pull that thing. Her name is, come on, there we go.
Carly Pearce.
Carly Pearce will be at the show. Carly Pearce. Down at Mystic, it's Lucas Live inside a 36-pack, 102.9 The Wolf. Rose, tell me about your Jane Bratton Breast Center cancer journey, please.
Okay, which one do you want me to talk about?
What do you mean?
I've had breast cancer twice.
No.
Yes.
Tell me, when did you find out the first time?
The first time I found out in 2009.
Okay.
And I got a call after I found my own lump myself. Mm-hmm. I had a girlfriend who... was having an issue, and I was like, well, let me check myself out. And I felt something I'd never felt before.
Sure.
So I went and got it checked out, and I got the call, the dreaded call.
And I can only imagine how much that changes your life in one split second.
Absolutely. I had, at the time, my sons, I'm a single mom. Mm-hmm. I had sons who were ages 6 and 2. And
oh, man.
I'm not from Minnesota. I'm from Brooklyn, New York, so I have no family here.
Yep.
So it was a tough time.
What was the, you obviously got a ton of support from the Jane Bratton Breast Center. Talk to me a little bit about that.
I have to say they were empathetic. They were very supportive.
Yep.
I think my care person was named Jean, and I absolutely remember her name because she was so wonderful with my care and making sure I had everything I needed.
And that is why we are here today, to not only raise awareness about self-examinations and mammograms,
mm-hmm.
but you share your stories that there can be a positive twist to this.
Absolutely.
Especially with a place like the Jane Bratton Breast Center, and some of the proceeds from the show will go directly to that. We're on to artist number 3. You ready, Rose?
Yes.
Let's stand up over here, reveal artist number 3, and I have a feeling we have a song queued up from this man right after it. What's his name?
Rodney Atkins.
Rodney Atkins will join us for Country for a Cause, October 23rd, here at the Mystic Showroom. Tickets go on sale tomorrow at 10 a.m. These are my people. Cause announce party. It's Lucas on 102.9 The Wolf. You have great vibes, Rose, even after being diagnosed twice with breast cancer.
Thank you very much.
And you just celebrated quite the milestone.
Yes, I just turned 50.
50 and looking fabulous!
Woo-hoo. Yes, I do.
And humble. And Rose is humble. We're down here announcing the lineup for Country for a Cause. Before we get into act number 4, I got a question for you.
Yes.
How has your journey, especially being diagnosed twice, changed how you look at life?
Well, the thing about having breast cancer twice, I realized that some stuff is not that serious. Do not sweat the small stuff.
Let it brush off. A buddy of mine always says, let it like a seal. Let the
Absolutely.
Water roll off your back like a seal. Important message. It's a simple message, but coming from somebody who has a great perspective on it,
mm-hmm.
a heavy message.
Absolutely. You have to live your life.
And
every day, do what you love.
Awesome. And we're doing what we love down here at Mystic, talking on the radio, and we're putting together an incredible show thus far. Already announced C4th, Carly Pierce, Rodney Atkins. Rose is going to give me artist number 4. You've got good practice on it. You've got good practice. Here we go. His name is?
Matt Stell.
Matt Stell. You've heard his song on 102.9 The Wolf quite a bit lately. It's brand new. It's called Parade For You, inside a 36-pack. Tickets go on sale tomorrow to see C4th, Carly Pierce, Rodney Atkins, and Matt Stell. 10 a.m., 1029thewolf.com. Country for a Cause, to benefit the Jane Bratton Breast Center. October 23rd at Myth.
Never been one to ask for help. Need a mountain move to move myself.
Hello, my love. How are you?
I'm doing well.
Introduce yourself, please.
So I'm Andy Patnod.
And I had you say that because I was sure I was going to screw up your last name in a big, big, big way. Patnod?
Patnod.
Where are you from?
I'm from Bloomington, Minnesota.
And how long have you been fighting breast cancer?
So I was diagnosed September 21st, 2018.
Okay.
Sorry.
That's okay. That's all right.
Just last fall,
and
almost a year ago.
And something really cool about the Jane Bratton Breast Center that you were just telling me about off air is that they assign you a breast cancer specialist. Really, what I heard was you don't have to go through it alone.
Right. No. Emily was there all the way.
And she does a whole bunch of stuff for you, right? What can you explain a little bit about that?
Well, Emily actually made the call and told me that I had breast cancer.
Okay.
And we talked about, she explained exactly what I had and her experience with that. And then she lined up, she set my appointment with my oncologist. She helped me choose my plastic surgeon. She helped me choose my general surgeon. She set up appointments with everybody and helped me walk me through and explain all of that to me as far as...
Because what you don't know, right?
Right. What to expect at the appointment.
Sure.
She even met me at some of the appointments. And
unbelievable lady, this lady, huh?
Sat, yep, and explained what was expected of me and what maybe helped me ask. I was like, well, what do I ask the doctor? And she'd say, well, these are some good questions to ask the doctor. These are things you might be worried about. And
Wonderful.
Very helpful with that.
Jane Breton Breast Center, they assign you people. And really, like I said, it's about not going through it alone. And obviously, it made a tremendous impact on you, which is what we're trying to do here with Country for a Cause and raise a ton of money for the Jane Breton Breast Center Outreach Program. I'm going to have you step up and walk over to this and pull the next sheet down so we can find out who is coming. Artist number 5 is...
Lindsay L.
will be at Country for a Cause October 23rd. She was actually supposed to be at Stars and Guitars in the past February, but got a little sick, couldn't make the show, so she's coming back to party with us this time around to raise some money for the Jane Breton Breast Center. October 23rd. Tickets on site. If you're here, you get the first crack at them, plus the music greet of your choice. And tickets on sale to the public tomorrow at 10 a.m. 1029thewolf.com. Artist number 5 with Brantley Gilbert inside of 30 Spit Sixpack live from Mystic. John Party's latest inside of 36 Pack live from Mystic on 102.9 The Wolf. We brought a bunch of breast cancer survivors down here to help us announce these acts for the show. October 23rd is the date. On public on sale is tomorrow at 10 a.m. through 1029thewolf.com. Thus far, Seaforth, Carly Pierce, Rodney Atkins, Matt Stell, and Lindsay L. have been announced. Andy, as we were talking off air, you have a really interesting story. I think we're all in tune if we have a family history of cancer, but that's not your case, right?
No. I'm the youngest of 9. I'm an aunt to 82 nieces and nephews. That includes my great and great-greats.
Yep.
And I was the first one in the family to ever be diagnosed with cancer, period.
Of any sort. Of all the siblings and kids and grandkids and great-grandkids and aunts and uncles, you were number one. No history whatsoever.
So, not on my radar at all.
So I think that's why it's important that we do things like we're doing today, right? Just because you don't have a history of it doesn't mean it can't pop up. So make sure that you're getting those self-examinations, you're getting mammograms. We're here for that to benefit the Jane Breton Breast Center's outreach program. You ready to help me announce artist number 6? We're going to get to 9 this afternoon. Yank that piece of paper off right there. Big group of dudes by the name of...
Lanco.
Lanco will join us on the 23rd of October. Those on site get first access to tickets. My lady, Holly, how are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you.
I love your positive energy, even with what you're going through. Can you explain a little bit about your situation?
Sure. In 2011, I was diagnosed with stage 4 breast cancer. I did not have an earlier stage ever diagnosis. I was just stage 4 right off the bat at initial diagnosis.
And even though you were going through the proper protocols of doing self-examinations and other, treatment options previous to, if that's even a way to say it.
Yeah, I was doing self-exams. I was doing annual appointments with my gynecologist and my primary care doctor, and nothing ever came up. There's a lot of other signs of breast cancer sometimes besides just a lump that you may not notice.
I didn't know that. Something to be aware of. Ladies that are listening to 102.9 The Wolf, mm-hmm. So there are a lot of different ways that this can creep into your life. And you gave me a shocking statistic. 113 women
in the United States still die every day from breast cancer.
That's unbelievable.
So it's still a disease where we have a lot of treatments, that we still need to come up with. We need to come up with that cure. We need to come up with ways to diagnose and screen people.
That's why we are here. The Jane Breton Breast Center's outreach program is our main beneficiary, like I said, for Country for a Cause 2019. A bunch of the proceeds are going to go to that so we can discover those new treatments, discover those new avenues for discovery, if you will. Will you help me announce the next act, please?
I would love to.
Let's do it. Let's get up here. Let's announce number 7. We're on our way to number 9 eventually. Number 7 with a big old sexy beard. Will you please read his name?
Jordan Davis.
Jordan Davis will join us for Country for a Cause. 2.9 The Wolf. We were talking a little bit about your journey, and I'd like to go into that a little bit more. Our entire mission here is obviously to raise awareness for breast cancer with Country for a Cause 2019 and to benefit the Jane Breton Breast Center's outreach program. Your story is a little different than most of the ladies today. Can you elaborate a little bit?
So my diagnosis was a stage 4 diagnosis right from the beginning. And that carries with it a little bit different prognosis than an early stage. The average time of survival for a stage four, once you get a stage four diagnosis, is about 2.5 years. I have actually been living with stage four cancer for 8 years.
Yes!
That's unbelievable. And, you know, why 8.5 years in, why did you choose the Jane Bratton Breast Center?
The biggest thing for me is really I feel like I have a whole team. I have an oncologist. I have a nurse navigator. I have a surgeon. I have a social worker to help me with the just the emotional and the mental health side of the diagnosis. And they all really make me feel like I'm part of the team. I have a say in a treatment plan.
You get an A or B. You get, you know, we can go this route, we can go this route. And they require and rely on your input.
They ask for my input. They ask me what my thoughts are, and that is huge. This is something that I need to have as much control over
as
I can.
Yeah.
And they let me have some of that control.
That's unbelievable. Jane Bratton Breast Center, the proceeds from this show will benefit the outreach program. We're here at Mystic live with 102.9 to announce the acts thus far. We've gotten C4th, Carly Pierce, Rodney Atkins, Matt Stell, Lindsay L, Lanco, Rodney Atkins, already said him. There's so many to count. Jordan Davis was act number 7. If you wouldn't mind, Holly, can you please give me number 8? Couple of dudes that are a ton of fun. I think you're going to dig it.
Locash.
Locash will be a country for a cause 2019. Hi, Stacy. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Your energy, your positivity is fantastic, even though you had the worst day of your life on your 40th birthday.
Yes. I was diagnosed with stage 2 breast cancer on July 19th. Worst day of my life.
And, you know, even with that said, you have this unbelievable positivity to you. And you were just telling me off air about how much you joked through the process, because the happy energy is what really got you through.
I did. It was the only way that I knew I could get through it. Instead of crying about it, I joked about it. I laughed about it. I stayed as positive as I could.
And that's your advice for family members,
yes,
and friends of women going through this, correct?
Yes, absolutely. Stay positive and take things day by day.
One day at a time. Our entire goal for Country for a Cause in this show is to raise as much dough as we can for the outreach program and the fine work that is being done at the Jane Bratton Breast Center. I have heard the name or the word team multiple times today, and that's something that the Jane Bratton Breast Center, that they do really well. And that struck a chord with you too, correct?
Yes. The team at Jane Bratton Breast Center is awesome. They're very, very kind, very compassionate. They're a great bunch of people. I wouldn't have changed my care with them or any of my providers throughout my journey.
Stacey Schenck, you were diagnosed on your 40th birthday.
Yes.
You were told you couldn't get a mammogram before 40.
Correct.
Even though you had a family history.
Yes.
So we were talking about this just a minute ago. You can't stress enough about how important it is.
It is very important to make sure you're getting your mammograms when you're supposed to. I had a cousin at a very young age of her mid-30s that was diagnosed with breast cancer.
Yep.
So naturally, when it came around to my 40th birthday, it made me a little nervous.
But still, it might be a scary process, but so important to still get it checked, still do self-diagnosing exams, because if it's caught early, the chances are a lot better.
Absolutely.
So even though the fear is there, you got to get over it. And the place to call is the Jane Bratton Breast Center.
Yes, it is. They are the best.
Unbelievable. With Park Nicolette and Health Partners and the Jane Bratton Breast Center. That's the goal. That's the show right there. There it is. Country for a Cause 2019. We got C4th, Carly Pierce, Lindsay L. Lanco, Rodney Atkins, Matt Stell, Jordan Davis, Locash, and Russell Dickerson back after his stint this weekend in front of Thomas Rhett. Tickets go on sale tomorrow morning at 1029thewolf.com. 36 in a row continues now. Trisha Yearwood also coming to town later this fall. Every girl in this town on 102.9 The Wolf. Stacey, you are a rock star.
Thank you.